News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, coming back in with a little Hendrix there. And yes, we are solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, Copper.
Yes.
We are at 45,613 downloads. We are ahead of schedule on the downloads for our podcast.
Congrats.
Nice. I think we're going to hit 50,000, like, I would say next week, the way things are going right now.
Yes, I mean, need to do a t-shirt giveaway.
I got to get some more t-shirts. We're about out. All right, very, very cool. Thank you all to making this show what it is today. I mean, this is truly an honor to have this platform, and I don't say that lightly. I mean, I say it all the time, but I don't say it like it's just like something I have to say. No, not at all. In fact, when's the last time you heard one of your other radio shows say thank you to the audience for helping make this show successful? That's the way we feel here. I mean, there's definitely an air of gratitude, because I could stand here or sit here in the studio and talk into a microphone all day long, but if nobody listened, what good is it? So, it's an amazing thing when we go out to places and, you know, like the other night when I was at that Colbert County event and hosting that political forum, and just getting to meet folks who come up and say, I listen to the show all the time. You know, I had somebody email me earlier and said, hey, Phil, listen to the show all the time. I had no idea they did. We just earlier today, the Lou Burdette campaign grabbed a clip off of one of our shows and used it as part of their media campaign. You know, not that it was like an endorsement. Just, it was like I was talking about Lou, and they decided to use it. It's just stuff like that that's happening daily. And 45,613 downloads of a podcast with 700 people that are in California downloading it. Man, that's just cool. Well, listen, if you find yourself, getting outside of the overly broad range of our AMFN, just know that you can track us no matter where you are. No matter where you are in the big wide world, go to the World Wide Web is what I always say. Go to rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. That's where you'll find out everything about the show, to include a little button there that says Listen Live. Click on Listen Live, and like I always say, no matter where you is, there we is. And yes, that's why we have listeners all over the place. Like, from way outside the usual range. We got people that call in from out of state on the show all the time. We got folks that are driving through and picking up. They can keep the show with them no matter where they go. I got folks listening in Virginia, Mississippi, where else? Texas, Florida. I mean, it's crazy, but it's fun. Anyway, all that's on there, plus our podcast, plus the Right Side store, where you can order coffee mugs, t-shirts, Right Side socks, because everybody needs Right Side socks. All that stuff's available, rightsideradio.org. Hey, I'm going to be doing this whole first section here on what I call the Row Woes, and I'm not going to open it yet because I just saw a story, literally breaking news a moment ago, in Ukraine. And I got to touch on this because I just, you know, here I just did that whole monologue on Stay the Course. My gosh, these Ukrainian fighters, man, I don't know what they're made of or what they feed them over there, but they are putting the wood to the Russians. So right now, Mariupol, major industrial port city down on the Black Sea in the southeastern corner of Ukraine. It's almost like if you were looking at a map of Texas, it'd be down there on the southeastern corner by the Gulf of Mexico. That's kind of the lay of the land, if you will. But anyway, what I'm saying is Mariupol has been under siege now for almost the entire 2 months. And the Ukrainian fighters there have been wearing the Russians out, making it nearly impossible for the Russians to be able to take that city, which is so vital. It's believed that the Russians are adamant about taking this city because it helps them create that land bridge that goes from the Russian border through the Donetsk region on the eastern side of Ukraine and then down to the Crimean Peninsula, which gives them a land bridge. They don't have to get into the naval operations to resupply the Crimea or vice versa. All that, you know, going on right now is not going in Russia's favor. However, I will say this. I think the day is coming when it's almost inevitable that something's going to give. But it appears that we have an Alamo situation. And I mean that truly, an Alamo situation right now. Article right now, this one comes from the Associated Press, saying that Mariupol steel mill battle is raging as Ukraine repels attacks. Well, that's pretty epic when you consider the level to which Ukrainian fighters are outnumbered and outsupplied in Mariupol. This giant steel mill called the Azovstal Steelworks has a whole lot of underground tunnels and service tunnels, and those have become bunkers and a refuge for roughly 2,000 Ukrainian fighters that are apparently there, along with hundreds of Ukrainian civilians. and they are fighting to the last man right now. And apparently the Russians, it's being said that the Russians found an electrician who used to work in that plant who gave them the sort of the schematics of the tunnels. And so the Russians are now beginning to storm the tunnels. But in the meantime, they keep getting repelled by the Ukrainian fighters who've had time to dig in. So this is going on. This is going on. It's going on hard right now. You know, it's really something when you consider that you and I can get up in the morning. We can flip a switch and lights come on. We can walk to the kitchen and the milk is still cold in the refrigerator. We can turn on the stove. We can heat up food. We can sleep between clean sheets. And while that may not be true for everybody in our country, the vast majority it is. We can pick up the remote control and turn on TV. And if we want to go walk on the streets, generally speaking, we're safe to do so. But there are people in this world right now that are fighting and dying just for the opportunity to live. And that's just amazing to watch, especially when you consider that this is Russia. This is the country that has been long our adversary. The Cold War with Soviet Union, which devolved into the detente, which evolved to the fall of the Soviet Union, which devolved into, you know, proxy wars here and there, and now the rise of Putin. And we still see conflicts in places like Syria, where we know we're dealing with them as opposed to just the Syrians. But now we're watching them actually aggress in conventional warfare with a peaceful neighbor to their west. And it is having ripple effects across the world. God bless the Ukrainians. Wearing them out, man. Making them work for it. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We're coming back with number one of the Triple Dipper. The Roe Woes is what I'm calling it. Roe v. Wade, the Roe Woes. You hang on. We'll be right back.